Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 75 today under mainly sunny skies. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 33. Daytime highs approaching 56 tomorrow. Bright sunshine Thursday with a high of 61. 68 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Galena police arrest a man following an attempted break-in that led police on a chase. Julio Flores has more.
According to the Galena Police Department, officers responded to a report of a man attempting to break into a home. Officers were able to locate the suspect's vehicle and attempted to stop him at 7th and Short Street. However, the suspect fled. A pursuit began and the suspect crashed the vehicle at 90th and Plum Road into a field. Galena PD says the suspect then fled on foot, but authorities were able to catch and arrest him. I'm Lou Flores.
In northwest Kansas, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office caught a suspect in a stolen vehicle after a pursuit and standoff. The man led deputies through several areas in Thomas County before ending in a field, and he was taken into custody after a standoff and five-hour negotiation. The Sheriff's Office was helped by the Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Highway Patrol Air Support, the Sheridan, Decatur, and Rollins County Sheriff's Offices, and Thomas County EMS. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska, John Boozman of Arkansas, and Ted Budd of North Carolina introduced legislation that would permanently authorize and expand the External Provider Scheduling, or EPS, program at the Department of Veterans Affairs to make it easier to schedule health care appointments for veterans in the community. EPS allows Veteran Affairs to view the schedules of community care providers, which reduces the time it takes them to schedule community care appointments and connects veterans with needed health care in a more timely manner. Senator Moran said veterans should not have to wait weeks or months to obtain the care and services they have earned. So by simplifying the community care appointment scheduling process and improving communication between the Veterans Affairs and community providers, the External Provider Scheduling Program has resulted in veterans getting the health care they need faster. This bill would continue the EPS program so that even more veterans will benefit from it, improving access to care nationwide. In the initial rollout phase, EPS led to a 65% improvement in the timelines of community care scheduling and increased the scheduler productivity from 7 appointments a day to more than 20. Fort Hays Tech North Central has been awarded a $3,002,788 grant to support the purchase of heavy machinery for its training program, and this funding will expand opportunities for students to gain hands-on experience, increase the number of trained machinery operators in the region, and improve their ability to obtain professional certifications. The initiative addresses a critical regional need by preparing skilled operators who can assist with disaster response and recovery efforts in North Central and Northwest Kansas, and the program is projected to graduate approximately 30 trained individuals per year, directly contributing to workforce readiness in the area. Fort Hays Tech North Central President Eric Burks stated they're very grateful to be selected to all and thankful to all who assisted them in the application process and who supported their proposal. And this grant will enable them to better serve their students and communities. He said as a result, they could enhance the effectiveness and affordability of their heavy equipment operations program. Beyond disaster response, the project will also bolster their agribusiness sector by enabling crucial infrastructure improvements, and these enhancements include rebuilding access roads, creating waterways, installing culverts, and constructing ponds to mitigate flooding risks for crops, homes, and businesses. By equipping students with real-world experience in infrastructure development, the program will play a key role in strengthening the regional economy, enhancing economic resilience, and fostering long-term growth. And Department Chair Mark Jones said this funding will allow their students to develop their equipment operation skills with the newest technology as they prepare to enter the workforce and strengthen the Kansas economy. The new equipment and expanded training opportunities will provide students with in-demand skills, making them valuable assets to local industries and disaster recovery efforts. And this investment underscores Fort Hays Tech North Central's commitment to workforce development, economic growth, and regional sustainability. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced the Kansas Department of Insurance recovered more than $11.8 million for Kansans in 2024. The department's Consumer Assistance Division has recovered over $47.7 million for Kansans since Commissioner Schmidt first took office in 2019. Commissioner Schmidt said consumer assistance is one of her top priorities, and she's proud that they have been able to help so many Kansans. And if you have an issue with insurance, she wants to hear from you. Funds considered recovered are calculated when department staff assists individuals in need of support during their insurance claims process. If a dispute arises between a policyholder and an insurance company, regardless of the type of insurance, the Kansas Department of Insurance investigates the complaint. Department staff works with the consumer and the company to ensure the insurance policy is followed and benefits are paid accordingly. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Department of Insurance Consumer Assistance Division by calling 785-296-3071. You can email kdoi.complaints@ks.gov, or you can visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns and for a county-by-county breakdown of the recoveries. In Nebraska news, multiple wildfires raged in central Nebraska on Monday, burning thousands of acres. Custer County Emergency Manager Mark Rimp said in a press release that eight separate fires were initially reported in the county, but some of those fires merged. As of 5 p.m. on Monday, firefighters had contained three fires and were still battling three others. Rimp said that more than 6,000 acres had been burned and that several homes were being threatened by the blazes. All fire departments in Custer County, as well as some from nearby counties, were responding, and Rimp said four airplanes were being used to fight the flames as well. The Broken Bow Fire Department reported that two firefighters had been injured after a fire truck responding to one of the fires rolled into a canyon. One firefighter was flown to a trauma center, and the other was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. The fire department urged drivers to give fire vehicles ample space. On Saturday, just before 5:30 p.m., officers were sent to 28th and J Streets in the Woods Park neighborhood in Lincoln on a report of a robbery. According to the Lincoln Police Department, a 29-year-old Lincoln woman was taking out the trash in an alley when an unknown man approached her with a pocket knife, and the man, who was donning all black clothing, demanded money from the woman. Police said the man tried to stab her, however, the woman defended herself, which led to a cut on her hand, and the man took off after hitting the victim in the face multiple times, injuring her lip, forehead, mouth, and cheek. Investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln Police Department or Nebraska Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. Isaac Hoangschmidt received 15 to 20 years in prison for aiding and abetting a felony and 5 to 10 years for evidence tampering for his role in a 2022 murder in South Lincoln. The sentences will be served consecutively. However, Judge Andrew Jacobson gave Hoangschmidt credit for more than 2 years already spent behind bars, and because of that, the 18-year-old could be eligible for parole in less than 8 years. The case began in October 2022 when 70-year-old Jesse Gilmer Jr. was found dead in his apartment near 40th Street and Nebraska Parkway, and according to court documents, he had several stab wounds. Investigators determined that Sally Gilmer, his daughter, then 15, had killed him, and an arrest affidavit showed that she was tired of the constant fighting between her parents and the mental abuse from her father. According to police, she and Hongenschmidt, her boyfriend, planned the murder a week in advance. She said Hongenschmidt helped by giving her a ride from school to the apartment so she could stab her dad, and he tried to make it look like they were in school at the time of the murder. Gilmer was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced last month to 40 to 60 years in prison. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Severe weather season is right around the corner, and to prepare, Kansas is planning a statewide tornado drill for next week. As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, the drill will begin at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, March 5th, and families are encouraged to use that time to go over their storm safety plans, including where to go during a tornado and making sure you have an emergency kit stocked. Meteorologists report that once we get these Arctic intrusions out of the way, that's when the window is open for peak severe weather season to return, and all it takes is one powerful tornado to chalk up a bad severe weather season. They said the bottom line is it doesn't matter if Kansas experiences 200 tornadoes this year or one, all it takes is one that is strong or violent over a populated area to have a bad severe weather season, and every single year, preparation should be the same. The best way to be prepared is to have a solid method to get weather alerts. Do not rely on outdoor systems like tornado sirens. And always have a plan on where to go whenever severe weather threatens. Kansas Severe Weather Preparedness Week is March 3rd to the 7th. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on February 19th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dale Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Jim Miller, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the February 5, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Norton Cub Scout Headmaster Heather Collins was present to request permission to paint house numbers on the curbs for a Cub Scout fundraiser. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to allow the Cub Scouts to solicit and paint house numbers on the curbs. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Land Bank meeting. The land bank meeting was called to order at 5:33 p.m., and the land bank board of trustees present were Andrew Black, Dale Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Jim Miller, and Jerry Jones. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve Martin and Cheryl Preter's land bank purchase application for 309 West Wilton. The vote was taken, and the motion carried 5-0, with Dale abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the real estate sales contract between the Norton Land Bank and Martin and Cheryl Preter. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Dale abstaining. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adjourn the land bank meeting, and the motion carried, and the council then resumed the regular session at 5:37 p.m. Assistant Chief of Police Mitch Lowery reported on department activities, and a motion was made by Dale Jacobson, seconded by Andrew Black, to approve the training agreement with Eli Garcia. The vote was taken, and the motion carried 5-0. City Administrator James Maru stated that per the Kansas Department of Transportation's requirements, letters were sent out to engineering firms requesting that they send the council requests for qualifications for the upcoming Kansas Department of Transportation CCLIP project. And James stated that Pinco Engineering was the only interested company in the CCLIP project. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to approve Pinco Engineering for the 2027 CCLIP project design phase. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-1 with Jim Miller voting no. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1775, which is an ordinance vacating a portion of East North Street rights-of-way within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Dale Jacobson and Jim Miller both thanked all the city crews for the work they've been doing in the cold weather. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to donate $100 to Norton Post Prom. A finance committee meeting was scheduled for March 4th at 4 p.m. to review insurance bids. And a motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 4 as a whole. The votes were taken and the motions carried. A motion was then made by Andrew Black to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 5:52 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have corn dogs, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken breast or chef salad with whipped potatoes, gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 75 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 28. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Friday, sunny with a high near 67. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 60. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. And on Monday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. And that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Friday, and he discussed how he thought the Chiefs will draft this year with their draft capital.
It's Brett Veach, so you know he's not going to go through a draft without making at least a couple of trades, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's some move ups and move downs. So I tell you what, I think I might say less than seven, because I think that's what it will probably take it a couple of spots to move up, so I could see them using some day three picks as currency to move around the board, especially in the first three rounds. Now, how much can you move up in the first round that's really going to benefit you is probably a question. But yeah, you get into the the second and the third rounds when you get those two third picks. I mean, the Chiefs do have a decent number of picks in the first couple of days of the draft. So I think you would like to be able to move around if you can, have that flexibility. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, I mean, the Chiefs need numbers. I mean, they're at a point now where, you know, they're consistently going to go forward, having to build around the draft. They're going to not only have to draft well, but they need to make as many picks as they can. I mean,
the 2025 NFL draft is set for April 24th through 26th in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer DePoe.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.